With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. It still has to clear the U.S. and Mexican Congress and the Canadian Parliament, but there's a new trade agreement in North America. Gone is NAFTA, and in its place, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. But what's in a name? Economist Dr. Peter Krabs says it's not really free trade, it's more like managed trade. But he says in theory, it could be good for some sectors, like the dairy industry, for example.
The current tariffs on dairy from the U.S. into Canada are currently high. This would reduce them so they would be eligible to compete. But the long-running protection that Canadian dairy farmers have received means there's a lot of capacity on those farms.
He says, for one thing, the 250% tariffs that Canada put on American dairy products are gone. But he also says it might not help America's dairy farmers all that much.
It's unlikely that foreign competitors with the Canadian dairy farmers are going to be able to cut into the demand for dairy products in Canada. It's not that big of a country in terms of consumption.
Under the updated agreement, Canada will also set new quotas for the United States. It'll increase market access for U.S. dairy, poultry, and eggs. In return, the United States will allow more Canadian dairy, peanuts, and peanut products, as well as a limited amount of sugar to cross the border. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.